Growing up across the world, Glen Campbell showed me what country music was.
Glen Campbell has been making music history for decades, and he still is.
Keith Urban and Taylor Swift paying tribute to Glen Campbell in the documentary I'll Be Me, which follows the legendary performer as he faces Alzheimer's on his farewell tour in 2012. The film will be shown at the end of the month on CNN, and it's already being screened to help educate people about the disease. Watching it is a reminder of the toll Alzheimer's can take and of Glen Campbell's amazing 50-year career.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
Southern nights, have you ever felt a southern?
27 top 10 songs, 70 albums, a popular TV show, and he starred with John Wayne in True Grit. Before that, he was the most popular session guitarist with The Wrecking Crew, playing on most of the Beach Boys hits. In 2012, on that farewell tour, we sat down with Glen Campbell and his wife, Kim, before his stunning show here in Boston. We want to revisit part of that and a thought. You will hear the creeping Alzheimer's, but often he doesn't.
Okay. So how you doing?
Good. Fair to middling, as they say in the country.
I would think, from what I've read, you're doing better than fair to middling. I mean, your concerts have been extraordinary. How are you feeling about this reception you're getting?
Oh, they're wonderful. That's been my life, just playing and singing. When people like a certain thing, yeah, that's... If I like it, the person is just like... I picked that out.
You have had an ear. You have had a way of picking the songs that there's something in them, mm-hmm. and people love them. Mm-hmm. But these concerts are sold out. For the first time in my life, I bought a ticket from a scalper to go tonight. I mean, are you feeling that? Does it feel different this time around?
Yeah, it does. Everybody is just wonderful. And it's, hey, Campbell. You know, they say, I say, Mr. Campbell, and I say, call me Glenn.
Yeah,
that's easier.
Well, and I love watching you on the Grammys. You had these young bands like Band of Perry doing your songs.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
And I loved at the end, they left the microphones open, and you just kind of said, what should I do? Should I leave or should I just shut up?
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Where do I go?
You want me to leave now or just
shut up?
But that's all live, isn't it? I didn't even realize that till I got through.
Well, what I was feeling from that is how comfortable you are on the stage.
Shut up! Like oh, yeah!
I am very comfortable on the stage. It's just something that I do, and I've done, my God, for, you know, what 50 years?
50 years? Is that... What's helping you maybe, I mean, there are some people who would have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's and they would just, I don't know what they'd want to do. I mean, maybe someday I'll find out. You know, they'd want to crawl under the covers or something. You decided to do a tour. Is that because mm-hmm. you are so comfortable on the stage?
Yeah. I am. And my kids, you know, our kids now are, they're a band.
Yeah, no, I see your daughter playing bass.
No,
she's playing banjo.
Banjo, is that?
Yep.
And It's just so much fun to play with the kids. I really love it. That way I don't have to go up. They say, give me some money, Daddy. Give me money. I said, go make it yourself. Get out of here.
But do you ever think maybe I shouldn't because of the diagnosis? Or
I didn't really think about it. I haven't seen any change on me that I know of. If they said I had it, the doctors, I guess they can be wrong, you know. I don't know if they are or not, but I don't feel anything. I don't think anything. I don't worry about anything.
That seems a lot like, I was going to say the Glen Campbell I know, which I don't know you, but I feel I know you from the television show and from all the recordings. Mm-hmm. That feels like, if I get that right, Kim, that's maybe, you know, why worry about it might be
he's
a Glen.
He's always a really positive person, and he enjoys life, and he's always doing, you know, I think being on stage and out touring with his kids is exactly what he wants to do.
Did you worry about it?
Yeah, there were times when I when I worried, you know, should we be still out there doing this? Would it be better to retire? But from what I've seen, the more he does what he's always done, the better he is. The more he's on stage singing and playing and enjoying life, the less evidence I see of the Alzheimer's. So
you just go out and do it, and you know something's wrong going on, but I don't know what it is. You know, yeah, that is. I've always been able to. I mean, I just do what you got to do when you get there. And my dad told us that. You know, do your work and do what you have to do, and then fine, go do whatever you want to do.
Glenn Campbell with us in 2012 on Living with Alzheimer's. We also had to ask him about his collaboration with the great songwriter Jimmy Webb, which started with this song, By the Time I Get to Phoenix. We asked, what did Glenn think the first time he heard it?
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving, 'cause I've left that girl so many times before.
Oh, it was great. I mean, for me, it was just wow, you know.
Why? What was about it? What did you hear?
I was going back home by the time I make Albuquerque, and I cried singing it, you know, and I left some of it in because it was coming from right here, because I just wanted to go home and see Mom and Dad then, you know. I got in my old 34, whatever it was, and drove back to Arkansas. Thank God we made it.
Keep on ringing off the wall. That's all.
So that song struck you. And then you get Wichita Lineman. Oh my.
Very good song. Jimmy Webb wrote, wow.
Well, that was written specifically awesome for you because you had had Phoenix out.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you
were going back in to record another album, and Al DeLore called Jimmy and said, can you write us another one like Phoenix? It was such a huge hit. And so in one day, Jimmy wrote Wichita, and they called him up, and they were in the studio, and they said, is it ready? Is it ready? Are you finished with it? He goes, no, I'm not finished with it yet. He said, just bring over what you got. And that's where the guitar solo came in, because the song was unfinished, and Glenn just finished it off with a guitar solo.
Right, that was right.
Yeah,
that beautiful, it's sort of, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, that, mm-hmm, that solo.
Yeah.
And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Do you tire of a song like Wichita Lineman?
No, I really don't. Because it's a chord progression. You know, you could do a play an instrumental with it. I mean, you know, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time.
Most famous line in a song of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy, yeah, boy. He's the best songwriter. Wow.
And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Glenn Campbell talking about his friend songwriter Jimmy Webb in our 2012 conversation. This week, Jimmy visited Glenn in the Alzheimer's care facility where Glenn now lives in Nashville. Jimmy writes about it on Glenn's website. We'll link you up at hereandnow.org. He writes about Glenn. He is loved, he is cared for, he is respected.